Support for Veterans Corner on Veterans Corner Radio is made possible by M&M Printing and the Observer News of Ruskin. Hello and welcome to Veterans Corner Radio Podcast, information for and about veterans. For this podcast, host Bill Hodges finishes his discussion of the Veterans Treatment Court by talking with Michael Shante, presiding judge of the Veterans Treatment Court of the 13th Judicial District of Hillsborough County, Florida. Each of the podcasts this month has been in some way connected to the Veterans Treatment Court in Florida's Judicial 13th District. This court is a model for the national program approved by Congress to set up courts that work to recover veterans who have come into conflict with the law. This, the fourth and final in the series of podcasts, highlights the actions of our county judge, Michael Shante, as he deals with the veterans in this special program. We hope that if a program of this nature is not in your area, you will bring this podcast to the attention of those with the power to institute it. Here now is Bill Hodges with Veterans Corner Radio on Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.
Welcome to Veterans Corner, a show dedicated to providing information to all those who have served our country's military and to their families. Now, here is your host, newspaper columnist, management trainer, and Air Force veteran, Bill Hodges.
Hi, I am Bill Hodges, and this is Veterans Corner Radio. And we've got one of my longtime friends, going back almost 20 years, and he's just been a fabulous guy all that period of time. Lost him for a while to work in the, in the desert, in the sandbox, as many would call it. Judge Michael Shante, 13th Judicial Circuit. And he has many hats he wears, but one of the hats he wears is the Veterans Treatment Court. And that's what we want to talk about today to get an update. And this is a series. I'm interviewing several people associated with the court. But I would love it if around the country, if you're listening to this anywhere in the country and you don't have a court like this, you take the series and say, hey, why don't we have that court? Judge Shante, welcome to the show.
Bill, it is my pleasure. It's an honor to be with you again.
You know, we've been doing interviews with you well before you were a judge. You were a state representative when we first started doing them. And that's been a long time ago.
Many deployments ago.
But then all of a sudden, somebody reached down and said, I don't want him to be a state representative anymore. I want him to do something more important for our country. Tell us what happened there.
Well, I was in Afghanistan at that time when I was in Iraq before that, presiding as a military magistrate. And it was many, many years ago. In fact, it was over 20 years ago. When I was in Iraq with 3rd Infantry Division, and I was presiding as a military magistrate and kind of was inspired by the role of that judiciary. And as a practicing lawyer, not only in my civilian career, but also in my military career, I thought wise that one day I would seek a position as a judge here in Hillsborough County. And fate would have it that with all of the experience that I've had, both as a member of the military judiciary and then with all my legal experience, that that led me to the bench here in Hillsborough County. I've been serving at the pleasure of our electorate for now 9 years on the circuit court bench.
You know, it's a true blessing. Our county, as I understand it, is third largest county in the United States when it comes to veterans. And we've got a lot of vets here that need a lot of help. And that's what the treatment court's all about. Could you give us a thumbnail on the treatment court itself?
Absolutely. And for all of your listeners locally and across the state and the country, Hillsborough County, Florida makes up the 13th Judicial Circuit. So our Veterans Treatment Court, and I'll refer to it as VTC throughout our interview here, is one of the largest and most successful VTCs in the state. If not in the country. reflecting a national movement of courts that are designed to assist veterans who struggle with mental health and substance use disorders. Our VTC here in Hillsborough County serves as the national model problem-solving court for at-risk veterans. We incorporate best practices as outlined by the National Association of Drug Court Professionals. We maintain high graduation rates and low recidivism rates. My last thought was the United States Congress in 2019 used our court as the example, as the model for the funding of veteran treatment courts across the country. And I think upwards of about $80 million has been allocated by United States Congress to help start these VTCs across the country.
It's so important. You know, somebody came up to me and said, well, why are vets in a special program? If they sell drugs, they sell drugs. But it's a whole different situation here with these people. Society owes them.
So what we are seeing and what we have embraced here in Hillsborough County is a more rehabilitative model, especially when it comes to veterans. We're not a court of punishment or incarceration. We don't do that. We focus on recovery and rehabilitation, and we adopt a non-punitive, problem-solving approach to the criminal justice system, one that is transformative in nature. And we do that. The court builds trust with these veterans who are struggling as a result of their military service. These veterans have raised their right hand to serve and protect and defend this nation, enemies foreign and abroad. And they represent less than 1% of the population, far less than 1% of the population that have the courage to serve. And as a result of that service, they struggle with mental health and substance use disorders. So the court steps in. We build, like I said, that building that trust, encouraging honesty. We set standards. The court maintains accountability for these veterans. We promote public safety, and we are reducing recidivism or one's propensity to commit crime. And we do it through this non-adversarial problem-solving approach. And Bill, it's working.
Yeah. What is your recidivism rate right now? I know it's a hard number to get, but
we know that we have a much, much lower recidivism rate than any other criminal court in Hillsborough County. We have high graduation rates to date. I think we've graduated over 1,000 veterans in our program. I would argue that it's probably in the 10. Hard to put a number because when you think of recidivism, we have a good idea. It's under 10% here in Hillsborough County, but that doesn't mean somebody who graduates from the program doesn't move down to Miami or Jacksonville or Orlando.
Somewhere else.
We're working on tracking that data so we can have the most accurate recidivism rates, but we certainly know it's low and much, much lower than the recidivism rates that are upwards of 30, 40, or 50% in regular divisions. We are clearly keeping our jails with lower, you know, population of veterans who are in our jail systems. We're reducing suicide rates here in Hillsborough County. We're increasing their focus on treatment. So all of those measures of success, we are in the 90th percentile, and we are saving lives. And that's the takeaway for your listeners, is that the Veterans Treatment Court and this model, this problem-solving model, is saving lives.
Well, I think, and that is the number one goal, to save lives and make society safer. But that's what you're doing, is making society safer. Not only that, everybody that doesn't go back to jail saves the taxpayer money. It rebuilds a family. There are so many things that come out of this. How does one get into it?
You know, that's a great question, Bill, because the laws have changed with regard to eligibility. So for your listeners, I just want to kind of give a little bit of a history and then share with them how that law has evolved. So our Veterans Treatment Court here in Hillsborough County has been around since 2013. Judge Weiss initiated it. It was just a county level or misdemeanor offenses were eligible to come in. 2 years later, in 2015, Judge Holder, one of my colleagues, he led when the law expanded to allow for felonies to come into the program, meaning veterans who are alleged to have committed a felony, not just a misdemeanor, were allowed to come in. And Judge Holder took over that the VTC division for a couple of years. And then back in 2017, He was on the precipice of retiring. I took over, and I'm now in my seventh, going on my eighth year of presiding over our Veterans Treatment Court. So in that time, the laws have evolved. So before, you had to be a U.S. military veteran. The legislature required you had to have served in one of our branches of military. You had to have served under honorable conditions, meaning an honorable discharge or a general discharge under honorable conditions. And for those of your listeners that are in the military, they would be familiar with those terms. However, the law has changed. In 2021, Florida legislature opened up eligibility criteria. So it does not matter what your characterization of service. In other words, if you were dishonorably discharged, got a bad conduct discharge, or an OTH, or an other than honorable, you still could come into Veterans Treatment Court. The law also allowed for military contractors to come into Veterans Treatment Court and kind of expanded the criteria of who could avail themselves to a Veterans Treatment Court. But beyond that, what stays the same is you have to have a military service-related mental illness, psychological problem, or substance use disorder. You have to want treatment. You have to be amenable to treatment. And you have to have qualified by not committing a very serious offense. So there's a laundry list of offenses that would not make you eligible for our program. And you can probably imagine violent offenses, murder, aggravated assaults. Those type of offenses are not permitted. So even though we talk about felonies and misdemeanors, generally speaking, first degree felonies are not permitted to come into our program. But what is also unique about Veterans Treatment Court is it's not a diversion in the traditional sense, a diversionary court. What I mean by that is it's your first criminal offense. That's traditionally what a diversion program is. This is your first involvement with the criminal justice system, we can divert you potentially to a diversionary program. In VTC, it doesn't make a difference if this was your first offense or your 10th offense. We will take you into our program to try to help you get you on the better path.
You know, I'm one of those who believes that many of the people that have the bad conduct or dishonorable discharges, it's their condition that led them to that.
And Bill, that's essentially what the legislature was discussing as to the importance of making that modification. The initial reaction the general public may have is, well, if you served dishonorably, you shouldn't get the benefit. But what is in practical application, what's happening is soldiers are struggling with their service. It leads them to drug use. And then, of course, in their military capacity, they get caught with drugs and they may get discharged under a bad conduct or dishonorably discharged. So you're actually kind of potentially harming the veteran. The veteran's service led to drug addiction, for example, and then dishonorably discharged. So you're punishing the veteran twice. So the legislature saw the wisdom in that. The governor signed the bill, and the courts, of course, equal branches of government, we apply it, and we're saving lives no matter what your characterization of service.
I'd like to add the last part. We've got about 3 minutes. I'd like to talk about your service record. You are a presiding judge, busy as can be, but you're also a serving officer in the United States Army.
In the Army Reserves. I've had several stints of active duty service when I served in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm a colonel in the United States Army Reserve. I'm a commander right now of a legal detachment that's headquartered out in Independence, Missouri. I fall under my unit. Falls under U.S. Army Reserve Legal Command. So we're a bunch of lawyers, a bunch of paralegals, and we provide critical advice and counsel to commanders on a myriad of issues, whether it's national security law, international law, operational law, as well as general litigation. So that's what we do in theater, in combat. When I was in combat with 3rd Infantry Division, I served as that military magistrate. And then over in Afghanistan, doing a lot of national security law that unfortunately can't get into the details.
Well, you know, this brings forth the idea that when you have these people in front of your bench, you're able to look at them and say, this person's serious and this one's not, because you've got the experience.
Well, what is also unique is as the presiding BTC judge who has combat experience both in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, I've walked in the boots of these veterans who with whom, you know, the BTC serves. So there is an instant connection between myself and the veterans. But let me point out the remaining time is the BTC mentors. So our BTC mentor corps is comprised of active, reserve, and retired military. They represent all services and all ranks. And 60% of them are combat veterans from Vietnam to Iraq, Afghanistan. And it's that collective military service and experience that I and the mentors have that bring greater insight into the challenges that, you know, our veterans in BTC are facing. It allows them to connect and build trust as they struggle. And we kind of help them find their way. And no other court can do that. So I'm really proud of what the mentors do. Colonel DJ Reyes started this mentor program 10 years ago, and he's looking to expand it into the federal system as well. I hope you have an opportunity, or your listeners have an opportunity, to hear from Colonel Reyes.
Yeah, I have Colonel Reyes on quite often. I really, he's another person that I greatly respect for coming out of the military and taking his time now to make the military better.
Funny, really quick, Colonel Reyes and I served in Iraq at the same time during the initial invasion. He was with General Petraeus with the 101st. I was with General Austin with 3rd Infantry Division. As you would know, General Austin is now the Secretary of Defense. But we didn't know each other. Colonel Reyes and I didn't know each other, but we were pounding the same turf. So, funny.
I want to thank you so much for keeping this court as pristine as the light on the top of the hill. There's a lot of people looking to see how we can make these people better. And these people being our combat veterans, and not only combat veterans, veterans of all stripes. So thank you so much, Judge Shante.
It's a labor of love, Bill. Thank you as well. God bless you.
I'm Bill Hodges. This has been Veterans Corner Radio with my guest, Judge Michael Shante, 13th Judicial Circuit. Judge Shante with the Veterans Treatment Court has made a big difference in our ability to be able to help our veterans. And you can do the same thing around the country. So take a listen and listen to it carefully and the other three sections, because it'll give you an idea and a map of where to go. Again, Judge Shante, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're unique, you're special, and you're great. Tell yourself so often, because you are, you know. And we'll talk to you again very soon on Veterans Corner Radio.
You've been listening to Veterans Corner with your host, Air Force veteran Bill Hodges. The views expressed on this program are those of Bill and his guests and are opinions based on the best available information. In matters of law or governmental regulation, it will always be best to check with the appropriate agency. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us for the next Veterans Corner.
Before we go, here's a quick final thought. Why not take a minute to follow or mark Veterans Corner Radio podcasts as a favorite? It's easy, and you'll be among the first to be notified when new episodes of the podcast are released. And thanks for listening to Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.